been traded to the Mets for Calvin Schiraldi. If oil can boy hadn't been such a nutcase, and Jim rice it twice, taking an easy extra base. If the Red Sox had had a better playoff for starter, instead Nipper served up a big fat slider to Carter. What would Seaver have done if not for his bum knee? Would he have taken the ball and exacted revenge on his old team? If Gooden had pitched like the real Dr. K, and Donnie Moore hadn't had that nightmare day, they stuck with him till he couldn't take any more. Turned his own kitchen into a killing floor.
You know, I gotta say, it's so much fun to do this stuff, and every once in a while, we do songs like that, very, very deep baseball knowledge. And so when you see something like that guy right there, who knew every single thing Scott was talking about, it was so good, it's very rewarding.
Well, he's got a Mets hat on, so you know he knows. Wow. You know he knows that
by heart. This is a song we don't, we've only played twice ever, so if you want something weird. And when the rocks do we barely know. And I might know the words of this one. This is a song about Cy Young. And the whole idea that I was very disturbed at some point while we were working on the new record that Cy Young never won the Cy Young Award. This bugged me for days. Didn't seem fair somehow. So I just thought that guy was cursed and I wanted to write a song about the complete travesty. The embarrassment, is anything that shows baseball not fair is that Cy Young never won his own award. This song is called A Boy Named Cy. That sounds like Barracuda.